Good morning. It's Monday, May 4th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. It's never been easier to buy beef directly from a rancher, and thanks to high grocery prices, it might be cheaper too.
I remember the exact moment whenever somebody said to me, "Oh, we did the numbers, and actually we think it'll save us money," and I was like, "Oh, okay, that's wild."
But to get any savings, customers have to make a big upfront investment. We'll hear more after the news. The developer behind a project near Wichita's ballpark has 3 months to begin building or miss out on a $9.6 million deal with the city. KMUW's Meg Britton Mellish reports.
The city council committed last week to buying a parking garage from EPC Real Estate and then leasing spaces back to the company. But that'll only happen if vertical construction starts by July 31st. Developers say the parking deal is vital to its plans to build a hotel and apartments near the stadium. And City Finance Director Mark Manning says that development, in turn, would help pay off the park.
It will generate significant cash flows that will help us with the financing of the baseball stadium and some of the other improvements in that area.
Construction delays mean the city will already need to front $4 million in ballpark debt repayments from the general fund. For KMUW News, I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
Workers held May Day protests across the country Friday, including in Kansas. In Wichita, nurses with Ascension Via Christi picketed for better safety measures. KMUW's Roger Nomer reports.
Nurses say contract negotiations with two of the city's major hospitals have stalled. They are asking for better safety measures, like weapons detection. They also want more staffing to care for patients. Marvin Ruckel is a neonatal intensive care nurse at St. Joseph in Wichita. He says a lack of security and understaffing can endanger staff and patients.
Every year you hear more and more about incidents that happened. Our campus behind us a couple of years ago, a gun went off in the pediatric unit. This all has to stop.
Officials with the Ascension Hospital Network said they continue to prioritize safe staffing and violence prevention. For KMUW News, I'm Roger Nomer.
The Wichita School District is set to take another step toward a November bond referendum at its meeting tonight, KMUW's Daniel Cottle reports.
District leaders are expected to suggest a bond proposal to the school board. Last month, staff unveiled three options for a bond referendum. They collected community feedback in recent weeks and will recommend one of the three. Each plan totals $615 million, but differs in how it divides bond projects between two ballot questions. Voters narrowly rejected a $450 million bond question last year. School board members will ultimately decide whether to send the proposal to voters. They're expected to take a vote at their meeting in June. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
The cost of farming necessities such as diesel and nitrogen fertilizer are soaring because of the blockage of the Strait of Hormuz. As Harvest Public Media's Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval reports, prices may stay high even after the strait reopens.
The problem is not just about clearing hundreds of vessels in the Persian Gulf, but also about assessing the damage to energy and fertilizer infrastructure from the war. Here's Michigan State University ag economist Bill Knutson.
If, say, a refinery's been destroyed, it's going to take months for it to get back online and start processing oil again.
He adds that the longer the war goes on, the greater the risk of more damage to energy infrastructure, which could further set back prices for farmers. I'm Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval, Harvest Public Media.
This year is the 100th anniversary of Route 66. Rachel Schnelli of the Kansas News Service reports on how the historic highway's milestone was marked last week in a community in southeast Kansas.
Baxter Springs is celebrating the anniversary with cornhole, live music, and the release of 100 lanterns in the sky. Kansas has the highway's shortest stretch at 13.2 miles. But Mary Billington with the Kansas Route 66 Visitor Center says the highway still had a large impact on Baxter Springs over the years.
I mean, when you've got a gas station every other block, and they're all doing well enough to support their families, and we're talking during the heyday of Route 66.
Baxter Springs is one of three places along the 8-state highway that inspired Radiator Springs in the Disney Pixar movie Cars. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelli.
NASCAR racing legend Richard Petty will visit Wichita today as part of a cross-country charity ride. The ride benefits Kyle Petty's Victory Junction, which is a camp for sick children organized by one of Richard Petty's sons. It will roll into Wichita today. At 6 p.m., riders will gather at the downtown Hyatt Hotel to meet fans and sign autographs. Richard Petty is one of the most well-known and popular auto racers in the history of NASCAR. He's 87 years old. A highway project will affect traffic at a major North Wichita interchange today. The ramp from northbound I-235 to westbound K-96 will close while crews make repairs. The ramp will be closed from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. depending on weather and other conditions. Crews will be inspecting the bridge and patching concrete. Other portions of the I-235 interchange at K-96 are also under construction as part of a project that's expected to continue through July. Drivers should expect delays in the area. The city of Wichita will host several career fairs ahead of this month's district advisory board meetings. People can meet with representatives from various city departments and apply for job openings. Districts 1 and 4 will host fairs today from 3:30 to 5:30 at the Atwater Neighborhood Resource Center and the Alford Branch Library. District 6 will host a career fair on May 11th at the Evergreen Branch Library. Some of the full and part-time openings include animal control officers, lifeguards, bus drivers, and mechanics. Applications are at wichita.gov/jobs. We'll be back after this.
Come have a cocktail or mocktail with KMEW staff at Pint Night. We'll meet at Haven Restaurant and Lounge in Wichita's Old Town Square. We'll also celebrate Soulsations with live music by Kimberly Page. I'm Carla Echols. Join us for a night of fun with no agenda. Pint Night, Tuesday, May 12th at 5:30. See you there.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Beef prices at the grocery store are near record highs. The latest data for a pound of ground beef is $6.70 on average. A sirloin steak runs about $14 a pound. As Harvest Public Media's Michael Marks reports, buying a whole or half cow directly from a rancher could make more financial sense.
I'm in Casey Ginnert's tidy garage in Canyon Lake in Central Texas, and she's giving me a tour of her freezer.
Okay, so I like to organize. So at the top, we have mostly, we've got beef flank, we've got any roast I have, we've got the ossobuco.
It is packed, mostly with beef. She's got roasts, ribs, steaks, and a whole trove of her favorite cut.
This third row, this is literally nothing but beef tenderloin. Is that not the most beautiful thing you've ever seen?
These will last Ginnert and her partner more than a year, and these are folks who eat beef about 5 nights a week. They ordered the meat in bulk from a ranch about 75 miles east called Bastrop Cattle Company. Buying meat direct from a rancher is not a new concept, but the industry boomed thanks to COVID. Back then, grocery stores couldn't keep their coolers stocked, and customers wanted to know they'd have a stable meat supply. Before the pandemic, Bastrop Cattle Company had been selling their grass-fed beef to restaurants. Here's one of the owners, Max Kremke.
And then 2020 happened, and we were the only ones, one of the few places that was still able to process because we're small, and then we were able to sell to the public, and we had a decent website. And so ever since then, it's kind of just been direct to customer only.
The cattle crowd in the shade about 50 yards away from us, munching and mooing, some of them just a few days old. Kremke says that buying a whole cow from a rancher like him used to be a more complex process.
You'd buy the cow from the rancher live weight, then go to the butcher, and then it would turn into a hanging weight, which is with all the inedible parts removed. Then you pay a processing fee, you pay a kill fee, give cutting instructions.
Now, customers don't have to think about all that. They pick how much beef they want, decide how they want it cut, with Kremke's help, and then pay one fee. It's over $2,000 for a half cow and nearly $4,000 for a whole. That's a lot of money. But with retail beef prices still near record highs, it might end up cheaper than the grocery store, which is even a surprise to Kremke.
I remember the exact moment whenever somebody said to me, oh, we did the numbers, and actually we think it'll save us money. And I was like, oh, okay, that's wild.
Smaller operations like Kremke's pay more than big meat packers to process, package, and ship their food, which gets passed on to the customer. But as beef prices go up in stores, buying in bulk from a rancher becomes a better deal.
I think that you probably were paying a premium to be purchasing the more local products in bulk. My hypothesis is that that gap has shrunk a little bit.
That's Erin Beyer, extension meat specialist for Kansas State University. She says there are caveats. You have to have enough money to pay for the beef up front and a freezer to store it all. Beyer says some people who bought a whole cow during the pandemic got more than they bargained for.
That was a big issue from the beginning of, I bought a half of beef or a quarter of beef, and then they would get it, right? And they have one small chest freezer. There's no way that's going to fit.
Back in Canyon Lake, Casey Ginnert likes how buying a few hundred pounds of beef at a time shields her from fluctuations in price.
Once you buy it at that price, if it goes up because something's going on political science-wise, whatever, my pricing has stayed the same, at least for a good year, year and a half.
Ginnert has not penciled out exactly how much money she's saving, but after buying three orders from Bastrop Cattle Company, she's convinced it's the way to go.
The upfront cost is a little painful, but it is worth it in the long run. And just think that you're not going to see beef probably for a good year to year and a half on your grocery bill. And that makes a huge difference.
She says this is how she'll buy beef from now on. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Michael Marks.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including KMUW. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. A first from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.